Welcome to the Undefeated Podcast with Sara. Did you know that you don't need to live feeling defeated in any area of your life? I believe a huge part of us learning to live from the place of victory is learning to see from God's perspective and discern what's heaven's agenda in this particular season in your life and in the world around you. In this podcast, we will practice discerning what God is doing, both regarding our individual journeys and corporately, so that we can partner with Him in seeing His kingdom come and will be done right now on earth as it is in heaven, and live our lives undefeated. So I know that I've already told you the story, probably actually several times, on how God has been speaking to me through the names of my third-year students. And that one of my current third-year's name is Sol, which means the sun. And that I feel like God really highlighted Malachi 4, verse 2, as an overall theme for this whole year. So that's the scripture that says that, "But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays," or like some translations say, "in his wings." But I feel like God especially highlighted this scripture for this week. And I actually just got a new pair of flags in the mail, and they are called the Sun of Righteousness, which was actually the reason I ordered them. But it was a fun fact that they happened to arrive this week, and they are gorgeous. They are like a mix of yellow and white and just so beautiful. Very thankful for them. But also, then last Saturday in the healing rooms, the encounter room leader read that same verse from Malachi. And then she goes, "I think God has a promise that he wants to fulfill for you. And that I feel like a lot of you came in saying that, God, I feel like you promised me something, but I haven't seen it come true yet. But that God is a promise keeper, and this is the day of those promises being fulfilled." And so I teach like a 7-week AMT, which is advanced ministry training class, in our second year school of ministry. And it's like a curriculum that I have already structured in advance, so I know every topic already beforehand. But the topic for healing dance happened to land on this week as well. And in this particular healing class, we do an encounter time where I first ask the students to ask the Holy Spirit to remind them of a memory in their own history when they got to experience God's miracle working power in their own lives. And And it could be, you know, any moment of breakthrough or healing or an answered prayer or the day when they got saved. And then they get to dance out their thankfulness to God for that specific memory and that moment in their lives. And then the second part of the encounter is that the dancers move to another physical location in the room. And then they ask the Holy Spirit if there is any place in their hearts that needs healing, and you know, if there's any painful memory where they can't find Jesus in that memory. And it could be a moment when they felt abandoned or betrayed or left out or not protected, and you know, any place in their hearts that has fear or unresolved pain or anger or unforgiveness or just constant pain. And I remind them that the goal is not to try to dig up something that they've already processed with Jesus and already received healing for, but just simply asking God if there's anything that's still unresolved, anything that's still holding them back. And then the students start releasing that memory to Jesus by dancing, and inviting Jesus to come into that memory. So it's like a mini zozo where they get to receive the presence of God into those painful places. And then part of the same encounter, the last part, is that they move to a third spot in the room and ask the Holy Spirit to remind them of a promise that they have received from Jesus, but haven't seen the fulfillment of that promise yet. And they start intentionally partnering with God by dancing out that promise and actively taking hold of the promise and coming into agreement with God and with what God has already said. And, you know, it's like God has already given his yes by giving the promise, and we get to speak our amen and come into agreement with him through our dance. And I talk about the fact that sometimes we think that God is holding something back from us, but oftentimes we actually are the ones who are holding ourselves back from God's promises when we don't process our pain and disappointment with God, and that in that way we get stuck in our own pain. And so it was interesting to me that this class landed for this week, and also the fact how the encounter room leader last Saturday in the healing rooms first read the scripture in Malachi about healing and then connected the word with God's promises. And I believe that God wants to heal us so that we could actually step into the fullness of his promises for us. And it was so beautiful for me to see many of my students receive so much healing for their hearts simply by choosing to process their pain with God and let go of it and actually give their pain to Jesus. And I know I've talked about this same topic several times before, but I really do feel like God is highlighting it this week. And so that's why I'm sort of laboring this point. But I believe that when we give God permission with our hearts, he can heal in a moment something that would take years of therapy and, you know, inner healing work. And again, I'm not against therapy or counseling. Those are beautiful tools. And I know God can use any tools. And, you know, the same way I'm not against medical doctors or dentists or any medical care, that they are actually on the same side with us, wanting to see people well and bring healing. But again, God is ultimately our healer, and he wants to heal us physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and he can use doctors and counselors and all those things. But I also believe that we are about to experience God as the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings, and the things that would take a super long time in a natural to heal, that God will take care in a moment in his presence. And I had a little bit interesting healing testimony from this past week. It was actually last weekend. I danced in 4 of our church services the same day, and my left foot and ankle has felt a little sore for the past few weeks. And I didn't think too much of it, but in the middle of the evening service, when we were taking a little break from dancing and I was sitting down on the floor and looked at my feet, and first I thought that there was a shadow on my left foot. But when I looked closer, I realized that it was a massive bruise. Like, one side of my foot was all black. And it actually scared me a bit because it looked so bad. But we prayed, and within 24 hours, the pain and also the bruise were gone. And it felt pretty supernatural how quickly the healing actually came. And I've danced a crazy amount on that foot this week. We'd be having some added worship and encounter times in BSSM, and like last night we had this worship event called One King, where we got together with all 3 years of BSSM and also all other Bethel schools, BCA, the Bethel Conservatory of the Arts, and Bethel School of Technology, and also the online school students joined us who were visiting in town this week. And we had actually already danced and ministered, I think for 2.5 hours earlier that day. We had another prayer meeting where I was leading a dance team, and then in first year worship we had this extended worship and encounter time just to seek Jesus. So yeah, so I had already danced on that foot for a long time. And then in the evening, so last night, we ended up dancing and worshiping for another at least 2.5 hours, and like hardcore dancing. And I had zero pain in my foot. And yeah, it was such a beautiful and powerful time. I think I had about 18 dancers with me last night from like all 3 years of BSSM, and the presence of Jesus was so tangible. And I actually believe that many people got healed and set free in that meeting. And so, yeah, so I've been meditating on that scripture from Malachi this week. And also the context in that verse, where it says that where the Son of Righteousness is rising. So I love how it starts by saying that, but for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays. And I believe that God is restoring the reverence and the fear of God. And I'm talking about the right kind of fear of God, that it's that kind of fear that actually draws us close to Him and not away, it doesn't push us away from Him. And also in that scripture, I love how it connects those two things, righteousness and healing, that righteousness actually brings healing, and that the Son of Righteousness that is rising, that it's actually the Son spelled S-O-N, that the Son of God, Jesus Himself, who is the healer, and that it's not our own righteousness, it's not by our own works or deeds, but Jesus Himself is our righteousness, and that it's because of the finished work of the cross that we have the right standing with God, and we have access to Him and to His very presence, that it's His righteousness that actually heals us and sets us free. And I was thinking of the verse in 1 Corinthians 1, where it says that, verse 30, that Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. So it's Jesus Himself who is our righteousness. And I would even say that, you know, when we talk about, like, you know, things that separate us from God, and you know, people say that, you know, they just have a problem with sin, I would even say that people don't actually have a sin problem, that they actually have a connection problem, because when you struggle with sin, it's ultimately because of the lack of connection with Jesus, who is the Son of Righteousness. Because when we are close to Him, when we have a real connection with Him, real relationship with Him, we actually lose our appetite for sin, and we start hungering after righteousness and holiness. and after the ways of God. And, you know, it's obviously, it's the cross of Jesus that took care of not just our sins, but also our sicknesses and our pain, and that he wants to draw us near to him so that we would be made whole, our spirit, soul, and body. And I also love how in this same scripture in Malachi, how when it, after it says that the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, that it says that, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. And so I believe that when we get to experience God's presence and his saving and healing power, we don't need to try to convince people to go out to spread the good news about Jesus. Like, that's like a natural, normal reaction, that we are going out and we are so filled with joy and peace and hope, and that it's tangible, that it spills out from our lives, and that other people want to know, like, what happened to you? And they want to know the source, and that's the way how we get to point people to Jesus, who is the Son of Righteousness, who is the healer, who is the redeemer, and who makes all things new. And I believe that God is in the business of healing relationships, and especially restoring families, and that it's a multi-generational healing that is happening. And I also found that interesting as I was reading through that scripture from Malachi, that it's only a couple of verses down from that Son of Righteousness verse, where it says in verse 5 that, "See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction." So I believe that that's also happening right now, that God is actually turning the hearts of the parents to their children, and the hearts of the children to their parents. And I don't know who's seen this video that went viral this past week. It's called Dads on Duty. And I think it's also a prophetic sign of the hearts of the fathers actually turning to their children. And you can just Google it and find the video. It's pretty fascinating. But I just want to read like a little quote from the article that was written about it too. So it says that, "Dads on Duty. After a violent week of fighting at a Louisiana high school, parents knew something had to change. So a group of dads decided to show up, not just for their kids, but for the whole student body, to help maintain a positive environment. The group Dads on Duty is made up of about 40 fathers who patrol the halls of Southwood High School in shifts to deter the teenagers from fighting. The fathers decided to come together after 23 students were arrested for fighting over the course of just 3 days in September. On one day alone, September 16th, 14 male students were arrested by police. All were charged with disturbing the peace. However, since the fathers' group was formed, things have only been getting better. Sporting bright orange t-shirts with 'Respect the Ranch, Dads on Duty,' the fathers' combination of tough love and lighthearted banter has led the school becoming a more harmonious environment for the pupils. We decided to, the best people who can take care of our kids are us," one of the fathers told CBS reporter. The dad said that as not everyone has a father or any male role model in their life, just being present in the school has made a big difference. Speaking to CBS, one student said he feels safer, while another said everyone stopped fighting and started going to class once the dads came together. When the reporter asked a student how it works, the teen replied, "You ever heard of a look? Dads on duty don't patrol the halls in an intimidating way, however. A useful tool in the arsenal is, of course, the dad joke." They just made funny jokes like, "Oh, hey, your shoe is untied, but it's really not untied," a student said. Another student said, "The school has just really been like happy, and you can feel it." Dads on duty now hope to open chapters across the state and eventually across the country. Wow, isn't that beautiful? Like, I would recommend to just watch the video. So of just these dads who initiated just going and being present in the school where there was a lot of violence happening. And I really believe that that's one of those signs that God is turning the hearts of the fathers to their children and turning the hearts of the children back to their fathers and mothers. Wow. And yeah, Jesus, I just thank you for what you are doing in our time and in our age. And Lord, I thank you that you are the Son of Righteousness that's rising, yeah, over all of our lives. And Lord, we welcome your presence. Yeah, we welcome your healing grace. We welcome you to come and restore, to make whole, to make new. Lord, every area in our lives, Lord, we welcome your healing presence for our emotional life, for our spiritual life, for our physical bodies. Lord, every part of us, I just ask for that right alignment, that original creation order, how you have made us beautifully and wonderfully. And Jesus, I thank you for the work of restoration that you are doing in families. And I just even pray right now, if there's anybody who is listening, who has broken relationships within their families. And Lord, I thank you for your loving kindness. Yeah, I thank you how you are calling each one of us by name and drawing us closer. And I specifically pray for those family members who are in pain or hurt or in isolation or in disconnection, who can't feel you or see you, or who might be stuck in their own pain. Yeah, and Lord, I just ask that you would enter into those places of pain. Lord, even the memories, whether they are memories from last week or memories from decades ago, Lord, I just ask that you would step into the places where we felt abandoned or rejected, or where we couldn't find you in that moment. Yeah, thank you, Jesus, that you work outside of time and you can enter into every memory. It doesn't matter when it happened. And I just thank you that you are so constant. You're so you're the constant one, and you are the consistent one, that you have promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Even the times when we thought that you were gone and you went there, that your presence was there every moment. Yeah, Lord, that you never left us. And I just pray for that reality to come into our hearts and our souls, where we thought that you were gone, that, Lord, that we would be able to see how you were present. Yeah, how your love is so consistent towards us. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. And I just declare miracles also over people's physical health. I just feel like, especially people's feet, I even just take my own foot as a word of knowledge, that if there's anybody whose feet have been hurting or in pain, Lord, I just release the testimony how you healed my foot. And thank you, God, for complete healing, complete restoration. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, you're such a good God. You're such a good Father. Yeah, I thank you for the way you care for us, how you care about every detail in our lives. And I thank you for the promises that you have given us, that your promises never fail. Yeah, Jesus, that every promise that you have given is yes, and we get to come and speak the amen. We get to come into agreement with you. Yeah, and Lord, we agree with your words. We agree with your heart. Yeah, we receive everything that you have for us. Yeah, I thank you that your plans and your purposes are so kind, and they are so much better than what we could have ever even planned or thought of. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, you're such a good God. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.